This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Justin Bull in for Aaron Allen, and this is The Rundown. WBEZ art and culture reporter Courtney Kippers recently checked out a new exhibit at the National Museum of Mexican Art in Chicago's Pilsen neighborhood. And one particular relic caught her attention.
There's this piece in the exhibit. There is a female ball player. And because of sort of this moment that women's sports is having, that sort of piqued my interest. But then as I learned more, I really learned that, as we'll talk about, the ball game is far more sacred ritual than sport.
The Mesoamerican ball game is, to me, fascinating. It's a game, it's a religious ritual, features a heavy rubber ball and a small circular goal many meters above the ground. And sometimes it involves human sacrifice. Courtney says that that stone-carved ball player statue that caught her eye, it's part of a broader exhibit that's re-examining the role women played in ancient civilizations, and specifically the Huasteca civilization, which was on the eastern shore of the Gulf of Mexico.
So they have this exhibit that's focused on women in the ancient culture of the Huasteca region of what is now modern-day Mexico. And there are more than 100 pieces. And a lot of them are pieces that have never been displayed in public before, that are really rare. And together, the exhibit is sort of reimagining the role that women played in this ancient civilization.
Courtney talked to a bunch of folks, the chief curator at the National Museum of Mexican Art, a researcher, someone from the Art Institute, and she said they all said the broader art world is starting to interrogate the ideas we may have about the roles women played in ancient cultures and civilizations. She recently spoke with Rundown host Aaron Allen about what expectations are shifting and how this female ballplayer relic that's on display fits in. But she starts by telling Aaron what she learned about how women are typically portrayed in ancient art.
Yeah, we can all sort of imagine it when we go to museums, sort of how we see women and other genders represented. Mm-hmm. I talked with Mary Weismantle. She's a professor of anthropology at Northwestern, and it was really interesting. She was talking about the fact that we often see women as images of physical beauty or fertility goddesses or things like that, mm-hmm. actually has a lot to do in part with the lens that archaeologists have had over time. And so when they're discovering these relics and things like that, they were often presumed to be male unless they were so obviously female.
Yeah, like unless, nursing a baby.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Breastfeeding, pregnant, mm-hmm. if they had really large breasts, things over-sexualized, things like this.
Yeah.
Otherwise, people who were wearing a uniform or wearing a crown or things like this where the gender was not explicitly obvious, those figures were almost all assumed to be male. So I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, so I guess the idea is that some of these figures that we see that we don't understand as being women are or could actually have been women in all different types of roles. And
absolutely. Or Weismantle was saying, you know, maybe we need to throw out that binary altogether. Mm. Maybe that the relic isn't meant to have a gender. Maybe it's telling us a different message. So she did say, sort of as our society has evolved, so have those assumptions that we've made. She told me that there's been a real revolution in the way we look at the ancient past and relics. So that's super interesting, a shift that's happening sort of in that field.
I wonder why that is. Did you get a sense of that?
I think Weismantle told me it's just sort of evolving scholarship.
Okay.
Like in a lot of other fields, archaeologists were predominantly male, and so they brought that lens to their work. So I think as scholars diversify, we're just sort of interrogating these ideas that have been long held.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Representation matters. So this exhibit at the National Museum of Mexican Art is embodying some of that representation. One of the pieces that really stood out is this ancient female ball player that you talked about. First of all, can you introduce me to this piece? What does it look like?
So she's about 3.5 feet tall, and she's got a headdress on and some jewelry, and then she's got knee pads on, and in her right hand, she's holding a severed head. And that is sort of proof that the ball game sometimes involved a human sacrifice. And it was far less a sport, the way we think of sports today, and more of a sacred ritual. And this was found across a lot of Mesoamerican cultures at that time, including in the Huasteca region.
Mm-hmm. This ball player piece was, it has the pretty interesting kind of discovery story. How did people find it, and what makes it particularly special?
Yeah, so this piece was discovered just 50 years ago by farmers in Mexico. But in those 5 decades since she was discovered, it has been in a private home. So this is the first time that the piece has ever been displayed in public, which is pretty amazing. Cesario Moreno, who is the chief curator at the museum, he told me that they're getting calls from a lot of archaeologists across the U.S. wanting to come see her and wanting to know how long the exhibit is. And Moreno shared more with me about what makes this piece so special. And so I have some tape from him talking about this piece.
She is a female ball player, so there are not many representations of female ball players. And she has a typical Huasteca headdress on, the typical sort of hat that they would wear. But she is wearing the hip and the skirt and the knee pads that were used in the ball game. The other very important aspect of this piece is that in her right hand, she is holding a head. And so that tells us that she was also part of the sacrificial rituals that had to do with life and death, the cosmos. Oftentimes, these rituals or traditions were to sort of keep the cycle of life going, right? Whether it was harvest or their community's life. But to have a female ball player and clearly representing her participation in the sacrificial ritual is astounding.
Wow, that's really special. What are some of the other pieces that really stand out in this exhibit?
Right inside the doors of the exhibit, when you walk in, there's this statue called the Young Woman of Amajac, and she also was discovered by farmers in Mexico, and she was discovered on New Year's Day in 2021, so super recent. Moreno told me the story that these farmers wanted to go and move this rock that had been in their way in their orange orchard, and when they dug her out of there, they discovered that it was this very rare statue, and that it was rare because she's a woman, and it, like the ball player, it's rare to see women carved in stone. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, you know, their female representation are in smaller ceramic pieces. And she is really beloved in the town where she was discovered in the Mexican state of Veracruz. She is believed to have been a governor or a ruler of an ancient Huasteca town. And researchers know from the detail on the piece that she's a specific person. She's not a generic representation of women of that era. And Moreno told me a little bit more about her, so we can have a listen to what he said.
She is a young woman. She is clearly of noble lineage. She is a governor, a ruler of the town. And so people now clearly understand that women in the Huasteca area in Mesoamerica oftentimes held positions of rulership. They were oftentimes the ones who were sort of calling the shots. And I think that that in and of itself is something worth noting regarding the Huasteca people.
And like I said, she is really beloved in the town where she was found. So Moreno told me it is not likely that she's going to be doing much traveling after this. So if you want to see her, now is a good chance to. And just to sort of underscore the sort of rock star status that she has taken on in Mexico in just the little over 3 years since she was discovered, there's actually now a replica of the statue in Mexico City that is located near a traffic circle where a Christopher Columbus statue once was. And now...
Oh.
The replica of this young woman statue is now there. And then elsewhere in this exhibit, I should add that there are lots of other relics as well. There's more than 100 relics. There are lots of pieces of ancient jewelry, a lot of which looked so remarkably contemporary. It was sort of amazing. It's like, oh, that looks like something that you would see sold today.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot to see here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like, especially with jewelry, like people get inspired by the mm-hmm. old stuff. History just repeats itself.
Totally.
So this exhibit focuses, as you've been talking about, on the Huasteca civilization. That population specifically has been kind of under the radar compared to, say, the Mayans or the Aztecs. Can you talk about why that is?
Yeah, totally. I asked Moreno about this, and he says a lot of it has to do with the fact that a lot of the land there is jungle or otherwise hard to get to or hard to excavate.
Okay.
But it's also political. The Aztecs were the empire when the Spanish arrived, so the Spanish documented their history a lot more, and people have studied that and the Mayan Empire a lot more closely. But Moreno says that there's a lot to be discovered here with the Huasteca people and a lot of studying still to happen. So he's really hopeful that this exhibit in particular, along with reimagining the roles of women in this civilization, will inspire people to study this culture more.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, especially since relics are still being discovered as recently as 3 years ago. So when you think about the exhibit in general, what do you feel like is trying to show us about the roles women played around this time in this area or just in Mesoamerica in general?
Yeah, I think it really shows that women held positions of power and were participating in life, certainly far beyond sort of these, you know, watered down versions that we're often seeing in museums that maybe don't show the breadth of contributions that women were making to their culture. And the exhibit shows that women were often seen as equals in the Huastecan culture. And Moreno talked a little bit about that as well.
It's clear to many people who study ancient Mesoamerica that the indigenous civilizations in the Americas valued women in a way in which perhaps Western culture has not. And so whether it is making space for them as rulers, making space for them as players in society, in the ball game, and really seeing them as equals, it was a little bit more balanced.
And Aaron, I should add, the day that I was there were young kids there with their parents looking at this. And I think that that's sort of inspiring, too, for, you know, the next generation to see exhibits like this and representations like this that Moreno's talking about.
Yeah, kind of muddy the waters for these very strict gender roles that we have created in our current culture. Courtney Kippers is the arts and culture reporter here at WBEZ. Courtney, thank you.
Thanks, Aaron.
Ancient Huasteca Women, Goddesses, Warriors, and Governors is the name of the exhibit currently on display at the National Museum of Mexican Art in Chicago's Pilsen neighborhood. That exhibit is open through July 21st. You can find a link and more information in the show notes of this episode. And that's it for today. Sarah Stark, Aaron Allen, and I produce The Rundown. Ariel Van Cleve edits the show. Brendan Banaszak is our executive producer. Maria Lopez was the engineer for this episode. Our theme music is by Louis Weeks. The Rundown is produced by WBEZ Chicago and is part of the NPR network. If you love the show, please rate and review us. That'll help more people find The Rundown. And we love hearing from you. Email us with your thoughts, questions, and what you want to hear at therundownpod@wbez.org. I'm Justin Bull. Thanks for listening.